Happy Friday, everybody. May 22nd, 2020. A lot of twos in there. Hope everybody's doing well. Another episode of Pain in the Morning. And thank God it's Friday, right? What the hell's the difference anyhow? There's been a lot of stuff breaking today in strange ways. It's kind of a slow news week for a change. It started off very fast on Monday, but it kind of went downhill, so to speak. Not a lot of breaking news, but there's a lot of things here and there type news. Interesting for a little while, and then it backs off, etc. So,
start out with saying
what's up out there to everybody on patreon.com/truepundit, watching the video podcast, and I got my Johnny Cash look on tonight. My wife said, are you recycling the same 5 or 6 shirts every night on that show? I don't really see a lot of laundry coming out of that office. And I said, I'll go Johnny Cash tonight. Keep her on her toes. She's monitoring me. They're women. We don't think they're watching or paying attention. They don't miss much. At least my wife doesn't miss much around here. She's keeping track of things that I don't even understand. So we appreciate the help on and the support on patreon.com/truepundit. It goes a long way, as I've said before. We had a good podcast on Wednesday, another main podcast. I've had a lot of fun doing these dailies, and a friend of mine I know said, hey, and he does a lot of comedy writing too, and he says, how long do you spend on your show writing it during the day? And I said, what are you talking about? I don't even read it. I don't even read the show until I go on the air. I can't write it. We just roll, man, you know? So if I ever have to do this live, I won't sound like a stiff or something. You know what I mean? If you go do this in a remote situation, you'll be like, hey, you have to go into your Ovaltine routine. Why do they call it Ovaltine? The jar is round. The cup is round. So we just roll with it. One thing I did look at earlier as a continuation of yesterday's podcast, Pain in the Morning, was the yesterday we talked about the CDC's recommendations for schools to open back up and got a lot of laughs out of that. An absurdity. I sent to me today the, and we'll kick off with this because I don't know what the other news is. So hopefully this isn't in there. If it is, we'll skip over. But considerations for public pools, hot tubs, and water playgrounds during COVID-19 for opening them up in cities and apartment complexes and membership clubs and gyms and schools and water parks and homeowners associations. You better buckle up for these. Get ready. Promoting behaviors that prevent the spread of COVID-19. This is one of the best ones I've seen. This is for swimming pools now, folks. This might be one of the best things I've seen. Encouraging the use of cloth face coverings as feasible. Face coverings are most essential in times when physical distancing is difficult. So you have to wear your masks. Advise those wearing masks and face coverings to not wear them in the water. Cloth face coverings can be difficult to breathe through when they're wet. So we needed the CDC to tell us that it's not good to go swimming with a wet gym sock in your mouth. And it goes on and on and on. It's crazy that you're supposed to do all these different things, I guess, if you run a pool or you're going to the pool. And educating staff, patrons, and swimmers about when to stay home. If you have symptoms of COVID-19 or you have tested positive for COVID-19 or exposed, don't go to the pool. Well, gee, thanks. Man, these guidelines are really helpful. This is another one I like. Signs under signs and messages. You have to broadcasting regular announcements about how to stop the spread on the PA system. That's going to go over well. That's going to go over real well. And then you have to send people individual patrons or households and send them emails and facility websites and put videos on there and instructions on how they can stay safe. I mean, there's some other good ones on here. I gotta zip through it. I only zip through it real quick. Again, they're worried about you catching Ligonier's disease from the water fountain. This is big with them. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They want you to take the chairs, the lounge chairs, and they're spaced 6 feet apart. All around the pool. You know how they stack all these chairs in these public pools and stuff? When we were growing up in apartment complexes, it was like mayhem. It was like the caddy scene at Caddyshack when the caddies got to use the pool for 15 minutes. And now you have to spread these. So you know what they're going to do? I know exactly what's going to happen. They're going to spread these lounge chairs 6 feet apart, and then two other people are going to come in and put towels on the cement in between them, and they'll be hanging out there. I mean, you can't stop people from being, were they supposed to dry off and stuff in their car? They have to leave. We'll get to that part. Where's Corn Pop? Can he help run things here? So you have to do that. The CDC wants pool owners in these situations to consider modified layouts, changing the deck layouts to ensure that in standing and seating areas, individuals can remain at least 6 feet apart from those they don't live with. Maybe they should just move the pool. It's even better. They want, I don't want to skip ahead here because there's some funny stuff. Lifeguards. This falls under the Joe Biden. Remember, he was a lifeguard, Mr. Hairy Legs guy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google Biden and Hairy Legs, and yes, you might be in some database where they come looking for you. But there's a lot of news stories. You could just say, "I was just looking for news stories." Ensuring lifeguards who are actively lifeguarding are not expected to monitor hand washing, use of cloth face coverings, or social distancing of others. That wouldn't be a lifeguard. Imagine two kids are drowning in the pool, but the guy's worried about how many people around the pool are wearing masks. So the CDC is saying, oh, if you're a lifeguard, don't worry about that stuff. It'll be okay. Oh, thanks for your help. What do they say? Hire or assign this monitoring responsibility to another staff member, not the lifeguard. Well, that's very, very well thought out. This is one of the most twisted ones. Avoid group events or gatherings or meetings both in and out of the water if social distancing of at least 6 feet between people who don't live together cannot be maintained. But there's a couple important exemptions that I think are very fascinating. For legal reasons, I should probably spell them out. Anyone rescuing a distressed swimmer is allowed to. If a lifeguard is, or anybody else is rescuing someone who's drowning, then you can break the 6 foot social distancing. Otherwise, I think you probably have to get a stick or something. Grab onto this stick, this 7 foot stick, but don't put your hand over the 6 foot mark. We don't want them coming down. He's going under. We won't grab onto the stick, and I'm not breaking the rules. If you're providing first aid, you're allowed to. This is insane. Can't they put, you have to put like a Band-Aid on a wire. You're like 6 feet away. Try to provide first aid. Or this is even more important. You're allowed to break the 6 foot barrier if you're performing cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR, which I think is very, I mean, I don't know. I thought maybe they'd come barreling in with a leaf blower or something. Is it plugged in? This guy's fading. He's coming back. That's too much air. It's 190 miles an hour coming out of this fucking thing. What's the matter with you? You're going to kill him. They hook a leaf blower up to the guy. They got a hair dryer, a leaf blower, and a dream. I mean, are you allowed to use an automated external defibrillator too? An AED, 60,000 volts. 60,000 volts. The guy, we're losing the guy. They bring out a bomb robot. They're like using remote control. The bomb robot has the paddles trying to get to the guy. This is insane that you have to write this stuff down. Oh, man. There was something else that was really twisted in here. I mean, that's even, that's about as bad as it gets. Maybe we'll just move on. I mean, there's other crazy stuff in here, right? But that is the big ones that you can actually break the 6 foot rule to save somebody's life, I think. It doesn't say anything about taking somebody's mask off though during CPR. They better spell that out or there could be trouble. I don't even know what to say like that. Thank God the CDC's on our side. Can we send CDC, the CDC, can we franchise them out to our enemies around the world? We don't need any World War III. We'll just send the CDC over to these places. It'll kill everybody. Take a little drink here, sorry. All right, let's get rolling. Let's get rolling on some news. Headline, doctors raise alarm about health effects of continued coronavirus shutdown. Mass casualty incident. More than 600 doctors signed onto a letter sent to President Trump Tuesday, pushing him to end the national shutdown aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus, calling the widespread state orders keeping businesses closed and kids home from school a mass casualty incident with exponentially growing health consequences. The letter out. In other news, Fauci saw a shadow today and is 6 more weeks of quarantine. The letter outlines a variety of consequences that it just pops in my head. I don't know where it comes. There's no. The letter outlines a variety of consequences that the doctors have observed resulting from the coronavirus shutdowns, including patients missing routine checkups that could detect things like heart problems or cancer, increases in substance and alcohol abuse. Hell yeah. What do you think is going to happen? A lot of wives out there. Did you finish that whole bottle last night? I looked for it today. I didn't see the bottle. Wrong button. Where's that bottle of whiskey? I don't see it again. Jim never drinks two bottles at home. increases the substance and alcohol abuse. I mean, it's not funny. It's not something to laugh at, but what did you think was going to happen? And increases in financial instability that could lead to poverty and financial uncertainty, which is closely linked to poor health. Everybody knows this is going to happen. This is what they wanted to happen. They wanted to collapse the middle class, upper middle class, kick their ass back to the curb where their ancestors came from so the rich can get richer. There's only so much of the pie you can get. the pie doesn't keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year. The pie is pretty much one size, and the more that the common folks get, the less the really rich people get. So, I mean, that's where my head's at. I think that makes a lot of sense. We are all alarmed at what appears to be the lack of consideration for the future health of our patients, the doctors say in their letter. The downstream health effects are being massively underestimated and underreported. This is an order of magnitude error. What do you talk to these doctors? These 600 doctors have some nerve. Don't they know that King Fauci is running the show here? King Fauci. Fauci's at home dusting up his powdered wig, getting ready for another Hollywood appearance. He was like on Julia Roberts' Instagram. No one's seen him since we wrote the story 3 weeks ago that Trump dropped the hammer on this midget. No one has seen him except for some Skype appearance in a so-called Senate hearing on COVID-19, but it was like more like a Senate pep rally on COVID-19, you know? Like a big pharma pep rally. The only thing was missing was burning someone in effigy and a bonfire and some cheerleaders running around. I guess the senators are really the new cheerleaders. Good thing they're wearing pants. But, I mean, at least at that time they were. But no one has seen Fauci since we dropped a story saying that Trump has iced this guy because people got to Trump and said, hey, this guy's bad news. But there's 600 doctors here saying, hey, yo, making big mistakes here. What about us out here? Forget about the midget with the powdered wig. The letter continues, the millions of casualties of a continued shutdown will be hiding in plain sight, but they will be called alcoholism, homelessness, suicide, heart attack, stroke, or kidney failure. In youths, it will be called financial instability, unemployment, despair, drug addiction, unplanned pregnancies, poverty, and abuse. This is what happens all around the world, going all the way back to world history, whether it's a mainstream first world country or some dusty outpost in some reserve corner of the world. Whenever the gross domestic product takes a nosedive, you have homelessness, substance abuse, physical ailments, heart attacks, strokes, anxiety, depression, suicide, unemployment, despair, pregnancies, poverty, chaos. So when I see people now talking about, I see the White House talking about the economy is going to come roaring back to what? Well, is that going to happen? That's not going to happen. It'll take years, man, to bounce back. If it's even possible to bounce back under our current form of government. I mean, let's be real. It'll take years. Going to bounce back. Nothing's bouncing except fucking checks right now and bank accounts. That's the only thing that's bouncing back. The doctor's letter lists a handful of patients by their initials and details their experiences. Patient E.S., is a mother with two children whose office job was reduced to part-time and whose husband was furloughed. The letter reads, the father is drinking more, the mother is depressed and not managing her diabetes well, and the children are barely doing any schoolwork. Patient AF has chronic but previously stable health conditions. It continues, her elective hip replacement was delayed, which caused her to become nearly sedentary, resulting in pulmonary embolism in April. Yeah, guys, this is a good point. If you're sitting around a lot, you got to get out there, move around a little bit. Get out there, move around a little bit if you're sitting around a lot so you don't get blood clots and things like that. Try to keep it moving a little bit, a few minutes a day at least. Get out there, you know. Go stick your head in your neighbor's yard. Do something, you know, to keep the blood flowing. I think it's very important. Dr. Mark McDonald, psychiatrist, noted in a conversation with Fox News that a 31-year-old patient of his with a history of depression who was attending school to get a master's degree in psychology died about 2 weeks ago of fentanyl overdose. He blames the government-imposed shutdown. Quote, she had to stay in her apartment, essentially in house arrest, as most people here in Los Angeles were for weeks and weeks. She could not see her therapist. She could not speak to the therapist over the phone, but she couldn't. She could speak to the therapist over the phone, but she couldn't see her in person. She could not attend any of her group meetings, which were helping to maintain her abstinence from opiates, and she relapsed into depression. This is the real price of political corruption right here, and it's going to unfold. We are only seeing the beginning of this, and it's to me, it's literally scary. As the groundwork has already been laid for massive problems here. And the president seems to be tweeting about the fucking media. Who fucking cares? The very initial argument, which sounded reasonable 3 months ago, is that in order to limit the overwhelmed patient flux into hospitals that would prevent adequate care, we needed to spread out the infections and thus the deaths in specific locales that could become hotspots, particularly New York City. It was a valid argument at the beginning, based on the models that were given, McDonald said. What we've seen now over the last 3 months is that no city, none, zero, outside of New York has even been significantly stressed. Put that in your fucking hat, Cuomo. Put that in your nipple rings, weirdo. It's so true. I mean, basically, they shut down the whole country because Cuomo and de Blasio fucked up so bad to six ways to Sunday, and we're all suffering for it, right? And including the people in New York City. That's going to be it. That's going to be a hotbed this summer. Those fucking cops better wise up quick. Let's see how that plays out. Yeah, I mean, this is obviously anybody. Look, if my simple State University ass knows this, sitting here telling you that anytime the GDP declines, anytime the GDP declines even 5% in a let's say a year, because that's basically what the line in the sand is here in any country. You're going to have these global issues. When the international GDP plummets like it is now, you're going to have, there's no hiding from this. And I think we did on the newscast a couple days ago, the GDP in the United States in the second quarter has taken a nosedive of over 40%. Look the fuck out. We got big problems coming. Big problems coming. And that's why I've been a little bit harsh on the White House, because like, what the fuck are you people doing down there? Stop tweeting and get to work. Let's get to work, man. We got major problems coming in this summer and in the winter. You know, really, really crazy stuff. And now, and Trump said today, the country won't do a lockdown for the second wave that's likely to come in the winter. Yeah, you know why? Because it's an election year. That's why. It has nothing to do with your health and protecting people. You can't shut the country down again after it comes back. I mean, they may try, or it could be like a soft shutdown, or the country's not shut down. Your kids are not in school, but the country's not shut down. You know, that kind of thing. Who knows? These guys make up their own fucking reality every day. So he can't shut the country down again because it's an election fall, and he's going to need all the help he can get at this point, because his approval numbers are slowly but surely declining. So he needs to turn it around somehow. a good start is to disavow idiots like Fauci, Birx, and Redfield and the damage they've done. I haven't seen that. Instead, he brings in this vaccine czar who has a history in big pharma, and his last place of employment was a Bill Gates-backed pharma company that's the leading candidate for the COVID-19 vaccine. So he's 0-4. The White House is 0-4 so far with this crew. And it's not, I'm telling you, I see the motherfucking future. My whole career, no matter where I've gone, what I've done, I see the future. I'm months ahead of everybody else. VM is there. We had VM on the podcast on Wednesday. VM is probably years ahead of people. I'm months. He's years, right? Well, a lot of times I'm years too, but I give he sees patterns. There's trouble down the road for this country in the next 5 months before the election, right? You might, to be honest with you, you might not even recognize the landscape of what we're talking about. We're still in the honeymoon phase here of this disaster. The byproduct, the damage, and with the GDP plummeting, it's a spiral out of control, right? You ever go out drinking with one of your friends and you're just hanging out and fucking having a good time and all of a sudden the dude just passes the fuck out? Like, whoa, what happened to that dude? He just drops like a sack of potatoes. That's where the the GDP is now your drunk friend. Hopefully your drunk friend and the GDP in the country won't crack its head on a sink or something when it's passing out and it lands softly in the grass and we can recover. But in all seriousness, we are in big trouble. And you're not hearing that in the media. And I'm here to tell you, I see the future in the next 5 months and it is not pretty. So closing or reopening the country in the winter is going to be the least of the president's worries, believe me. The least. And I'm shooting some reality out there to folks to prep and use the next couple months maybe to stock back up on food or do the best you can to stock your pantries and things like that. Because who knows where this is going. New headline. Just a fucking cheery Friday, right? I should have a kid show, right? Hey, kids, gather around. Let me tell you how bad your life is. We can have a mascot. You got a couple mascots running around. The Thomas Paine Show. My kids are really depressed after they watch this stuff. Speaking of that, I saw some. Look, I don't know what's going on in television, real quick, but I saw some of the stuff my nieces and nephews are watching. These kids, like 10, 5, 9 years old, 7 years old. What the fuck has happened to television? All this stuff is like wimpy shit. Nobody can be mean. Everybody's getting along. Flowers and unicorns and magic. The fuck is this bullshit? Where's Tom and Jerry? Where the fuck's the Roadrunner at? I want the fucking coyote to get his ass whooped. I want him to put some rocket skates on and get creamed in the side of a side of a cliff. I want to see that guy go down, right? What is going on? And kids now are spending more time in front of the TV than they ever have with this situation, okay? And because a lot of parents, they use the TV as like a babysitting or a coping mechanism because especially now they can't take it, right? You read all this stuff that's happening in homes. And the mush they have on television is frightening. This wimpified, sissified shit. I mean, I'm sure it's pretty good if you're a girl, right? Because it's like, okay, that's cool. A lot of the stuff is, but it's not cool if you're a guy to have, it's like being trapped in a room with, you know, a bunch of kibitzing women your whole life, you might lose your mind or come out with a different perspective. I mean, what is going on with these shows? It's scary. I'm mesmerized by what has happened. Bring back Tom and Jerry. I used to watch that like every day after school. Where's Popeye? I want to see somebody get punched in the fucking face. Can we bring Popeye back for the young boys out there to have a little bit of fun? You know what I mean? Even Yosemite Sam had some guns and things like that. And Bugs Bunny, bring Bugs Bunny back. My God. It's really scary what they're passing off as programming. And it's not surprising. It's not surprising. They're trying to indoctrinate, you know, and wimpify men and things like that these days. But they're off to a hell of a start with what they've replaced as programming through the years. Again, a good lesson is to teach kids to eat their Spanish and then they can punch somebody's lights out. I think that's it. Where are these shows? I mean, it's like a sidebar, but man, it is scary. I feel bad for these kids. Headline, coronavirus triggered layoffs in U.S. hit nearly 39 million. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits in the 2 months since the coronavirus took hold in the U.S. has swelled to nearly 39 million. This is bad. More than 2.4 million people filed for unemployment last week in the latest wave of layoffs from the business shutdowns that have brought the economy to its knees. This is all according to the Labor Department. The number of weekly applications has slowed for 7 straight weeks. Yeah, it's in a real crawl, 40 million. Woo! A real crawl. Yet the figures remain breathtakingly high, 10 times higher than the normal before this crisis struck. Yeah, 10 times higher? Right? That's a nice way of saying 10 times higher is 1,000%. 10 times doesn't sound so bad, but 1,000% sounds pretty bad. When I was writing for newspapers, I used to like to use percentages to break it to people. It's more of a truthful number. 10 times higher, it sounds like you got 10 fucking apples and you lost 2, so you got 8. It's like, spell it out. It's 1,000 times increased by 1,000%. Okay? That reads a lot better. Where's this from? Who knows? Oh, it's fucking AP, no wonder. They can't even do math at it. The reporters at AP have a fucking abacus over there. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said over the weekend that U.S. unemployment could peak in May or June at 20 to 25%. A level last seen during the depths of the Great Depression almost 90 years ago. Unemployment in April stood at 14.7%, a figure also unmatched since 1930s. That's fucking bullshit, pal, and you know it. We're going to be into 35, 40% before this is over, I think. 20 to 25% is a pipe dream, pal. Jerome Powell, it's hit him really, really hard, too. He has to put his own slippers on and get dressed by himself in the morning now. He doesn't have his dresser and his slipper guy. Stephen Stanley, chief economist at Amherst Pierpont, said the latest layoffs may be particularly worrisome because they are happening even as states open. That could mean many companies see little hope of substantial economic recovery anytime soon and still feel a need to cut jobs. Steve, over there at Amherst Pierpont, good point. However, a lot of people aren't going back to companies that even exist anymore. And with the fact that the states are just reopening and the companies are gone, very bad sign. That's what I said earlier. Makes it an impossibility for the economy is going to come roaring back scenario. Okay, unless you consider the roar of a fucking mouse as opposed to a lion. There's a high probability those layoffs could persist for longer than those that were a function of businesses just being closed. I just said that. Okay, so why can't I get a job at Amherst Pierpont? I mean, you know, I could get the, it sounds like a very fancy place. I get the business card with the Cillian rail. Let's see Paul Allen's card. An additional 1.2 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week under a federal program that makes self-employed, contractor, and gig workers eligible for the first time. But those figures aren't adjusted for seasonal variations, so the government doesn't include them in the overall number of applications. It's even worse than that. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. This is a good point. I know a lot of people say, fuck it, I'm not even going to apply. Like contractors say, whatever, I'll just take the loss. My hours are down, but I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood to do the paperwork, whatever. You know, I'm not going to get the money back. The money they're going to pay me is not going to make up for what I'm losing. So I'm not even going to file. So they're just going by the working stats, by the number of people who have filed these applications, right? There's a number of people, and there's people in my family, okay? My extended family, that exactly what I'm talking about. Say, fuck that, I'm not filing. I don't have time to beat my, I have enough challenges now to feed my family and everything going on. I don't have time to be on the phone to play grab ass with these weirdos and these state-run deadbeats. My time is worth more money than the money that I would be getting and the hassles, right? So that's a whole nother realm of people that are not being counted. So that's why I say this is far worse than 15% unemployment. What the fuck is Powell talking about? We're way over that now. This is the same crew 2 weeks ago. They said unemployment was might be 9 or 10%. I was like, yeah, man, give me some of that shit you're smoking. Okay. Moving right along. Where are we at? 37 minutes? What? 37 minutes. It's good. It's Friday. Everybody feel, you know, go out for a happy hour tonight and have a couple pops. Oh, shit. I forgot. You can have backyard happy hour, right? You can have fun with the, try to have fun with your family. There's a dinner tonight with my family and everybody's just kind of like, oh. It's like, you know, we had fish for dinner and it's kind of a bad night, you know, just fish and not much going on. It's Friday coming up and there's nothing to do on the weekend. And I said, yeah, everybody's kind of down. Mike will be back in 30 seconds with a little surprise for everybody. Four shot glasses, baby. Time for a shot. Everybody drinks. The new game. Who picked me up? Everybody gets a little shot. We got some brandy from Adam Housley's winery. Housley was on the podcast, former Fox News guy, longtime Fox News, real smart guy. He's running a winery now in Napa Valley. And I bought some stuff from him because he was on the show and he's a good guy. So, all right, let me check some of his stuff out. Pretty good stuff, man. So everybody did a little shot of brandy and it picked everybody up. So you can have your own little happy hour, right? Doesn't have to be anything crazy. Just try to mix it up a little bit. Buddy of mine, fraternity brother of mine, he posted this stuff on Facebook where he said, I was in this new club and it's really, really swanky new club, you know, it's very small, very intimate. And he had a real quick video. It was like 20 seconds. There are all these like Christmas lights and stuff. And I'm like, the fuck is he doing? And he was mixing drinks at a sink. He was in his bathroom with his family. He was in like a tuxedo. Everybody was dressed up and they were drinking in the bathroom. It looked like a club. And I mean, so he's mixing it up. You got to try to mix it up a little bit. Completely out of his mind. One of the funniest guys you ever meet. when he and I get together, look out. This story looks crazy if I don't understand it reading the headline, but let's go. Headline, bet you stay home now, hypocrites. That's in quotes. Church that refused to close during the lockdown gets burned down. What? A Mississippi church in the midst of a legal battle to stay open despite a local shutdown orders was burned to the ground early Wednesday morning. According to first responders, the First Pentecostal Church of Holly Springs was vandalized and suffered a large explosion to the back of the church. Incident is being investigated as a criminal act of arson. Well, I should hope so. I mean, wow. I bet you stay home now. I bet you stay home now, hypocrites. Read one message spray painted on the church parking lot. Thomas More Society senior counsel and lawyer for the church, Stephen Crampton, told the news on Thursday. I think they spelled hypocrites wrong. I have to look this up, but there's nothing about how you spell it. This is just for my own thing. I want to see if this hillbilly down there knows how to spell hypocrites. Yeah, he spelled it wrong. I lost my place. He spelled hypocrites with a K. He left out the other two Ks for the KKK, it looks like. Hypocrites with a K. Where is this dummy from? There's some smart people in Mississippi, not this guy. He threw everybody off, now looking for a bad speller. Wow. Hypocrites, HYPOKRITS. You goddamn hypocrites, we'll fix you. What? First Pentecostal Church, Holly Springs, arsonist suspected, reported Tom Dees of Fox 13 Memphis. Investigators say the church was spray painted with graffiti and set on fire. Now, what would the point of spray painting a place first before you burn it down? That seems like a bad scheme. There was a major explosion in the back of the church that blew out the front. Well, the nuns always told us if we didn't repent and apologize for our sins, that we would burn in hell. But I mean, this is taking it to another extreme. This guy's blew up the church. Man, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about playing out all across the country. And the stage has been set for very, very violent things to potentially happen. And using the word potentially loose, I've already seen this happen, is that weather changes, there's going to be continued problems, and it's somewhat frightening. New headline. JP Morgan study finds COVID-19 infection rates have declined, not increased, in states that have reopened. Research by JP. I trust the research by these guys more than I trust the research by these idiots in Washington, D.C. in the White House. Fauci, Burks, Dr. Ferret, Dr. Scarf in Chrome Dome Redfield, right? Redfield over the CDC. He looks like a cartoon villain, this guy. Research by JP Morgan shows that the coronavirus infection rates of states that have ended their lockdowns have declined even after allowing for an appropriate measurement lag. The incubation period for coronavirus has a median time of 4 to 5 days and as long as 14 days. JP Morgan has a devastating piece arguing that infection rates have declined, not increased, in states where lockdowns have ended, even after allowing for an appropriate measurement lag. I don't even know what's going on. It's the same goes for various countries, adds JP Morgan. This means that the pandemic and COVID-19 likely have its own dynamics unrelated to often inconsistent lockdown measures that were being implemented. By who? Who were these inconsistent lockdown measures being implemented. Think about it. Moronic governors, moronic people in the White House we just talked about, moronic people in Congress, moronic senators, although Congress, when I say Congress, it covers both the Senate and the House, right? Moronic police chiefs who are pumping this stuff up. That guy doesn't have his goddamn mask on. Get him. Get your tasers out, boys. We're not going to tolerate this pot smoker. Come around here without your mask. We will beat the shit out of you. You understand? Change the welcome sign out front. Change the welcome sign of the town. Let them know we're going to beat the shit out of them. Make Buford Pusser look like a Boy Scout. In the absence of conclusive data, these lockdowns were justified initially, J.P. Morgan report states. Millions of lives are being destroyed with little consideration that lockdowns might not only cause economic devastation, but potentially more deaths than COVID-19 itself. Guys, this is what it's all about. I'm convinced. I'm convinced. And it'll play out. Again, my crystal ball, right? It hasn't failed me yet. This was about a poverty disparity control op to knock you the fuck down, take what you got, humble you so that you could be controlled, give up your civil liberties. And they did it without a fucking military. Not one gun, not one single gun. They turned your life upside down. Scared the shit out of you. You know why? They use something much more powerful than weapons and ammunition. They use fear. The federal government are fear pimps and fear brokers. They sell it. They use it like nobody else. They're the best in the world. I was on the other side. I understand the game. We not only do that here, I say we, as a country, I mean, the United States. They not only use fear as a weapon here, they use it globally. Now, if you're not versed in foreign, geopolitical, intel and news and diplomacy and these things, right? If you're not versed in that, it's understandable. Most people find it boring. When you are outside the country, though, and if you're working undercover and things like that for Uncle Sam, you quickly learn that this country is hated for a motherfucking reason. And a lot of those reasons, I have to tell you, are justified. We go into other countries and just kill motherfuckers. Kids, women, children. You don't see that on the news, but it happens. So, you know, 70 years of that bullshit tends to catch up with you and you create a lot of enemies. You reap what you sow. Most folks don't recognize this or realize it because it's not on the news. These people want to keep it off the news so it doesn't go on the news, just like anything of any note domestically doesn't make the news, so to speak. But there's assholes like me out here telling you how it is. Okay, we're still talking about this J.P. Morgan article. I went off into another tangent. That's what I do here. Where were we? Yeah, so they talked about with little consideration, billions of lives were being destroyed with little consideration that lockdowns might not only cause economic devastation, but potentially more deaths in COVID-19 itself. Oh, we're definitely already there, and we're going to eclipse that easily. Articles retweeted on a Wednesday that referred to the study titled "Full Lockdown Policies in Western Europe Countries Have No Evident Impacts on COVID-19 Epidemic." The study claims to have found no evidence of any discontinuity in the growth rate, doubling time, and reproduction number trends when comparing data from before and after lockdowns in Italy, France, Spain, and the United Kingdom. In other words, they didn't have to lock anything down, but they did anyway. Based on no evidence. I mean, It's really insane what's happened here. It's truly, literally insane what has happened here. And I feel that, I said it, we're all being played, guys. And the reasons I think are some of the things I mentioned and some of the things we've mentioned before and some of the things we've tackled in podcasts on here. A lot of good feedback. It's not just about me getting feedback or building some kind of a fucking brand of stuff. I never cared about that. I never, obviously, I don't care about that because I'm saying stuff nobody else will say. It's really, really quite interesting because really have the somewhat have the market cornered on shooting the shit, you know, straight. There are some other people out there doing this, but most of them don't know what they're talking about, and a lot of them are following the stuff we're saying. 2 or 3 days later, they're doing YouTube shows about what I say. They're taking the spins we have on certain things, and they're pontificating on them. That's cool. Get the word out. Get the word out. Throw us some credit every now and then. Throw the podcast some credit every now and then. What the hell? Everybody can. There's room for everybody if you want to tell the truth. That's how I see it. The market is fucking massive. It's massive. It's massive. It's there is no ceiling out here for that. The more we can educate the public, be rewarded in ways far greater than economic and money. The country is at stake here. That's what we're fighting for. Okay, let's see here. Is this the last one? I have to look. There's a lot of stuff crossed out on this fucking thing. Somebody did this and then... All right, so let's go up, up, up. This might be the last one. Okay. Oh, this looks like a good one. Quote, trust is being undermined, unquote. Harvard medical school professor questions Fauci's shading vaccine results. Shading. It's true. Former Harvard medical school professor and founder of the university's cancer and HIV AIDS research department. Oh, that's Fauci's background too. That means this guy's worked with Fauci, around him, above, below, whatever. That's Fauci's bread and butter, HIV, AIDS. William Hasseltine dared to speak out today about the high level of bullshit and damage. I like this article. Where's this from? A little Zero Hedge. All right, they're redeeming themselves around here. About the high level of bullshit and damage that's being done to trust in scientists, and even dared to break the one holy writ that shall go unmentioned, throwing some shade at Dr. Fauci.
I read this troubling piece by Mr. Hasseltine. Obviously, he doesn't know that the King Fauci. I will strike back at Hasseltine. I...
Fucking Fauci. Somebody said to me, your Fauci voice should be like a cartoon villain voice of Fauci if he's ever animated. Hey, I'll do it.
King Fauci is no cartoon, my friend. You will pay. You will pay for King Fauci growing up without ladies and growing up without friends. I was in the basement... I was in the basement making my peanut butter dragons and forts. Everyone will pay.
Take it easy, Fauci. I'll hang out with Julia Roberts. Right now, Julia Roberts, Fauci's at a party in Hollywood, and he's wearing a tray on his head with a chin strap, and there's hors d'oeuvres on top of he's walking around. Is that Dr. Fauci? Is he your hors d'oeuvre guy? He was wearing on his head? That's about how useful he is right now. I'm sure he'll get some kind of book and a movie and everything else, and probably a fucking aerobics tape, too. I 8 minute abs with Fauci. The 8 minute how to die from a phony virus with Fauci. Reflecting on Moderna's press release this week, which was immediately followed by a massive equity raises across numerous biotech firms and upgrades from the underwriter, surprise, Hasseltine said, real quick before I get into that, Moderna is the top, is the Bill Gates-backed leading candidate for the vaccine. They're out of Philadelphia, and they're, Gates put a lot of money into him. He's pledged another $80 million to him, but I don't know. Their stock went through the roof this week, and the guy who made, I think he made $3.4 million this week alone on the stock, was the new vaccine czar in the White House. So it's like, what the fuck is this guy doing in the White House? You can't make this shit up. You'll get there. You'll get there. A lot of people this week said, man, you're really harsh on the White House. Like I said, I'm months ahead. You'll get there. You'll get there by the fall. You'll be exactly where I'm at now, and then I'll still continue to be months ahead. It's okay. It takes a while. It takes a while to figure things out. You know? Reflecting on Moderna's press release, so we talked about it. What Hasseltine said. Quote, if a CFO had tried to get away with such an opaque and data-less statement, it would have been treated with derision and possibly an investigation. Fucking nailed that, brother. Hasseltine, okay? He put the hassle on Hasseltine when it comes to messing with Fauci and that crew down here. The CNBC anchor desperately tried to guild him into the official narrative of clinging to any hope as long as it lifts stocks, no matter its utter bullshittiness. But Hasseltine destroyed her naive party line. Quote, we all know in an emergency, it's even more important to be clear on what you know and what you don't know. not if you're Fauci. This fucking guy was changing, okay? He was changing positions. I'm not even going to go there. You can understand where that was going. With a Bill Clinton reference, but I'm not going to do it. He was changing positions faster than blank, blank, blank. You could go so many different ways with every goddamn day almost. It's okay to go on a cruise if you're not old. Although I wouldn't personally go on a cruise, he said. Hey, who asked you, Thurston fucking Howe, whether you go on a boat or not? Okay? You and Gilligan. Get your ass back to the hut. Nobody gives a shit, Fauci. We asked you, is it safe to go on a cruise? Okay? This isn't Gilligan's fucking island. He said, yeah, sure. If you're young, you can go on a cruise. 2 weeks later? No. Cruise ships are petri dishes for the virus. Then he says, don't worry about wearing a fucking mask. Right? It's not Halloween. There's no medicinal benefit to wearing a mask. Couple weeks later, you got to wear a mask. This is crazy. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I watched him perjure himself. Okay. I'll pull up the clip. Let's see if I still have the clip. No, that's not it. I'll tell you, I watched this guy in a House hearing. They asked him if the measles and mumps vaccine could cause brain swelling in infants. And he said, absolutely not. And when you look at the MMR vaccine, the data sheet from the FDA, it specifically says that could be a side effect. This guy doesn't. And then he was corrected by somebody else from the National Institute of Health. He was testifying with, she bailed his ass out, right? He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Who doesn't know that? It's a very straightforward question. And then whoever was asking him tried to bail him out too. It was a Democratic congressman. They tried to bail him out. I think it was Waxman or somebody.
This is a couple years ago, and it's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? You just perjured yourself. Now, you could say, well, you made a mistake, right? Okay, fine. You made a mistake. So maybe it wasn't perjury, but he didn't correct himself. He went with it. He doesn't know what he's doing. It's even worse. Fuck perjury. That's like inside baseball shit with DC. He's a buffoon. He's a medical dummy. I looked that up. I got the FDA's on the MMR vaccine. I got the FDA's power sheet. I looked at all the stuff. It says it right there. It's one of the side effects. It says like 3 or 4 times, as a matter of fact. This guy's supposed to be the premier doctor in the country, right? Dr. fucking Pepper could have answered that commercial. I called Motley Crue Dr. Feelgood. Said he was wrong, too. I mean, this guy is a dope. It's scary. And that's just one of the things I looked at. There's a lot of these things. I mean, it's like, we didn't put it out there. We didn't even put it out there because it's like, come on, this guy is. We've done our job. We fucking hammered that clown. We did. And I've heard from people in D.C. say, man, the reason that guy's not around is predominantly because of independent media and Mikovits that you got to. We're the first ones to get to Judy Mikovits to bring her out. We're the first ones to get to Bobby Kennedy on this podcast to bring him out. And then the floodgates just fucking opened on that guy, Fauci. No, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. And it should be evidence to some people who are out there trying to think, maybe I can get my own shot. Maybe I get my own journalism shot. Fucking A right. Do it. Because you never know what's going to happen. You don't know what kind of impact a person can have. I'm not out here saying the don't do it because this field's, you know, we don't need more people. I'm saying if you're going to be good at something and you're going to be honest, fucking do it. It's wide open if you tell the truth. Everybody's fucking lying. This market is massive. There's room for everybody if you're going to tell the truth, or at least try to tell the truth and try to do the best you can without bullshitting people. It's a massive market. It's incredible. Okay, we talked about this, blah, 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 blah. Moderna did not follow the process. So this then Hasseltine said, quote, you don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. There is no data. The CNBC anchorette blubbered, are you questioning Dr. Fauci?
Are you questioning Dr. Fauci, who also said this was an encouraging news? Violation. Show this man to the green room, please. And
Hasseltine said, whether Fauci shaded what should have been done, I think it's an important question. He obviously is under enormous pressure for positive results, but it was not the right thing to do if you can't see the data. Hasseltine interviewed. This guy is causing trouble. The guy from Harvard's going against the grain. Hasseltine's interview is a perfect lead into his opinion piece in today's Washington Post. Faith in medicine and science is based on trust, but today in the rush to share scientific progress in combating COVID-19, that trust is being undermined. That's what he wrote. Private companies, governments, and research institutes are holding news conferences to report potential breakthroughs that cannot be verified. This is what these fucking people do. This is what they've done for years. Look at the stories we broke on Redfield and Birx rushing to pretend that they had made leaps and bounds and were on the verge of a breakthrough, the HIV vaccine in 1992. When HIV and AIDS was basically brand new. And there was nothing to help folks. They lied. I got the documents from the Air Force and the Department of Defense. They were under investigation for lying. During clinical trials of the FDA, the vaccine. Clinical trials 1 and clinical trials 2. They fucking lied. They made shit up.
We have made a breakthrough. We will save the world. Give us more money.
Why did they do it? Based on their lies. This is back in 92. Let me just do a quick thing. How much? Bear with me, man. My brain works. My brain works fast. I would look at inflation. Okay. Okay. I had to calculate inflation since 1992. Why did they lie about HIV? Because Congress gave them $20 million for research in 1992. So that's the equivalent today of a $35 million, basically, I think is what I'm looking at. It's pretty good. $35 million based on lies. The vaccine tanked. They still had their $35 million to play with. I mean, this is crazy. This is why they do this stuff. These people do this stuff. They fucking lie. It's all about money. Have we not understood the underbelly of the medical community now? This has shown a light on it, man, and it's ugly. Where we were. Private companies, governments, and research institutes are holding news conferences to report potential breakthroughs. Can't be verified. The results are always favorable, but the full data on which the announcements are based are not immediately available for critical review. This is fucking Fauci's bread and butter. This is what he's been doing for 2 months, bullshitting the public. That's why fucking he got tossed out of the White House. Now Trump's got to get rid of Birx and Redfield next. And this new dope they brought in. The guy who looks like the fucking most interesting man in the world from the Dos Equis commercial. This guy, the big farmer Ricardo Montalban, better get in his fucking Cordoba with the Corinthian leather and get the fuck out of town. This is publication by press release, and it's damaging trust in the fundamental methods of science and medicine at a time when we need it most. The most recent example of Moderna's claim Monday of favorable results in its vaccine trial. Yes, so what are we favorable results? I had favorable results today. And I woke up, I got a cup of coffee, I got something to eat without being hassled. First 20 minutes, that's a favorable result. Does that mean my day is going to be great? No. I could get hit by a fucking bus. If there were any buses out, that would help increase the risk. But I mean, these guys, it's incredible. The most recent example is Moderna's claim Monday of favorable results in its vaccine trial, which it announced without revealing any of the underlying data.
We have made a breakthrough. You may increase our stock value by your panic buying. Now,
what was the breakthrough?
We're not at liberty to say. This is proprietary information and proprietary work. We are developing a very important vaccine. All you need to know is to buy our stock now.
It's crazy. The announcement added billions of dollars to the value of the company, with its shares jumping almost 20%. Many analysts believed it contributed to a 900-point gain in the Dow Jones Industrial Average for the day. Guys, the Moderna announcement described a safety trial of its vaccine based on 8 healthy participants. Maybe they're using Fauci as a test dummy. Are you kidding me? He'll go nowhere near this fucking vaccine. You got a better chance of beating Barr to the buffet at Golden Corral. The claim was that in all 8 people, the vaccine raised the levels of neutralizing antibodies equivalent to those found in convalescent serum and those who recovered from COVID-19. Okay. When I go out drinking with my buddies, there's raised levels of alcohol in all of us too. Does that mean there's going to be a cure? What to make of that claim? Hard to say, because we have no sense of what those levels were. If you drink water, if we all drink 6 glasses of water,
the level of water in our bodies will increase. Yay!
Let's give some more money.
You may cut me.
Well, man. That's wrong. Well, let's
you
go.
You may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
Oh, there you go. I'm hitting the wrong buttons. It doesn't fucking matter. It's Friday. It's fucking chaos. There's an equivalent of a chief executive of a public. This is the equivalent of a chief executive of a public company announcing a favorable earnings report without supplying supporting financial data with the Securities and Exchange Commission would never allow. Who coined the phrase voodoo economics? Was it, let me look it up real quick. Go with me here. We're flying. A rare glimpse into my twisted head. Voodoo economics. George H.W. Bush had derided Reaganomics as voodoo economics. Of course, he was wrong. But this is the equivalent of, I would call this junk. This is junk science, leading to junk finance, leading to junk medicine, and leading to junk economics. So maybe voodoo economics is a little off, right? But I just call it junk. It's all junk. We're being fed junk by assholes and criminals, and we're supposed to swallow it. Not only swallow it, we're supposed to take a fucking shot in the arm. Right? I mean, you look at this stuff, and it's really disturbing, and the players continue, at least Fauci appears now from our information that we broke 3 weeks ago. Now, I saw it on Drudge today. What happened to Fauci? How come he's not doing TV? Hey, dumbasses, go back 3 fucking weeks ago and read the story we did. He's been marginalized. Okay? He's not the spokesman anymore. He's a dope. We put the dunce hat on that midget. So, Drudge, put your pants back on. Figure out what the fuck's going on. Okay? Come out of your fucking wherever you're at down there. Like Steve Irwin hiding in Florida somewhere. It's a whole world out here, Drudge. Find your balls and come back out. Yeah, so, I mean, it's like this guy Hasseltine from Harvard, HIV/AIDS guys. I like this guy. He's saying some of this stuff. And I don't have the medical chops these guys have, but I've been saying this for, 2 months now? Well, not quite 2 months. I'd say 6 weeks. So it's nice to see the people with bona fide credentials and not just some ham and egger like me from Philly come out and say, hey, this dummy from Philly's been right the whole time. Guys like VM, too, fucking nailing it upside down and sideways. You know what's funny about VM? You know this, and we'll end here. I want everybody to have a good weekend. This gym owner in Marlton, what's that, Marlton? Belmar. Well, right near each other. Belmar, New Jersey. Right across the Delaware River from Philly. The guy who's been trying to open, and he keeps getting sandbagged by the state and by locals, right? Everybody was celebrating this as a big victory when the cops showed up at his place on Monday and said, you're in violation of Governor Dropkicked, I call him Dropkicked Murphy. Governor Dropkicked Murphy's stay-at-home policy, but there's a lot of people here, so have a good day and take care of yourself. And so, and they left, the cops, and everybody's like, yeah, USA, USA. USA. And like, and so this clip, that clip of that, the cops like running away, started to go viral. And we started talking about it behind the scenes on, text and stuff. And VM said, oh, those cops will be back. They're going to flank his ass later. Don't worry about it. I'm like, really? You think so? He goes, yeah, they'll be back. They're not done with his ass. And literally 2 hours later, the guy who owns the gym was posting a photo of the citation the cops gave him. And they haven't left him alone since. Okay, so when you understand the game, you don't have to wait for things to happen to react to them. You can be proactive instead of reactive. That's half the have to battle out of here. So I appreciate all the support on patreon.com/truepundit. You should go there and check that out. The stuff we're doing on there with the video podcast and the Maura Payne Show, which is very in depth. And I think we have, I don't know, I think we have 100 shows now, 112 live stream shows. It's pretty goddamn good. 112. And they're basically all 90 minutes, 2 hours. Lately, a bit, they've been going two and a half hours because there's so much to talk about. So, and we go back and forth, back and forth. So I appreciate all your help, all your support. We do here. We do. And check out True Pundit. Check out patreon.com/truepundit. We appreciate it. And we'll see you again soon. Take care. Stay out of trouble this weekend. God bless.